All leaders of whatever stripe have to wear three hats or play three roles, namely priest, prophet, and king. How so? Well, leaders are priests because they call people to live for something bigger than themselves, hopefully to live for God. They work as priests. They play the part of prophets when they correct bad behavior. And they wear the crown of a king when they help people to live together in harmony. Now, the funny thing is, no leader ever masters all three roles. They only get two right. They may be good at being kings and priests, and then they will be poor prophets. Or really good prophets and kings, but really failures at being priests. Can you see this dynamic in the priests who have been your pastors over the years and in the pastor that's talking to you? We never get all three roles down pat. For me personally, the hardest hat to wear is the one of the prophet. I really hate to call people out and correct them when they do something wrong. I'll never forget a homily that Monsignor Hébert preached about failing to be a good prophet. He said that over the years, he had neglected preaching about the evil of contraception for many years. And then he quoted Isaiah 56, where such prophets were compared to dogs that did not bark. And then do you know what he did? Monsignor Hébert actually barked like a dog. Woof, woof. I think he startled some of the small children. He certainly startled me. Let me apologize too if I have failed to bark like a good dog and warn you about going astray from the gospel. It is hard to play the part of a prophet. In the gospel today, Jesus too suggests that it will not be easy to be a good prophet. He cautions, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but underneath are ravenous wolves." Jesus uses the metaphor of sheep's clothing to mean the same thing as Monsignor Hébert's mute dog that didn't bark. That is, they want to appear peaceful and placid and not make other people uncomfortable or convicted. By the way, being a prophet is one of the many strengths of our own Bishop Taylor. He often says to us priests that if you're getting along with everyone, you're probably doing something wrong. Both John the Baptist and Jesus were two of the greatest prophets. And both were killed for it. It is always hard to play the role of a prophet. My friends, we really need to pray for our country's bishops who are wrestling with the role of playing the prophet today. Have you followed the news of their biannual meetings of bishops that are held in June and November each year? This June, last weekend, they voted 165-55 to draft a document on the Eucharist, specifically to state that Catholic politicians who are openly and defiantly pro-abortion should not receive Holy Communion. They did not mention any names, of course, but you can guess who they had in mind. The final document will be released in November when they meet again. Why are they doing that and causing all this controversy? Simple. They do not want to be dogs that do not bark or false prophets in sheep's clothing. And it is never easy to play the part of a prophet. One thing I am learning this summer from our own Deacon Daniel is how to be a happy priest and even a happy prophet and a happy king. He said that holy humor and heartfelt happiness inspire him to be a priest. And I'm convinced that will help us priests to be better prophets as well. Yesterday was the feast of St. Thomas More, who was beheaded by King Henry VIII for not agreeing to his divorce and remarriage. Shades of John the Baptist. After a couple of years in the Tower of London, he had grown a long beard. When the time came for his beheading, he knelt down and he asked the executioner, "Please keep my beard out of this. After all, my beard did not commit treason." All leaders are called to wear the three hats of priest, prophet, and king. And by the way, that includes parents at home. You too must be priests and prophets and kings to your children in your domestic church. But each leader only masters two out of those three, because only Jesus was the perfect priest, prophet, and king. If you're like me and struggle to be a prophet and are tempted to be a mute dog that does not bark, remember a little holy humor. After all, a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. Woof, woof. Praised be Jesus Christ.